Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. The Reserve Bank of India has just made a significant move to ease the regulatory framework for non-bank entities that facilitate outward remittance services, and this is set to have a major impact on the fintech industry and individual remitters alike. First, let's understand what exactly has changed. Earlier, non-bank fintech platforms that wanted to offer outward remittance services to customers had to partner with an authorized dealer category I bank, and such tie-up arrangements needed prior approval from the RBI, a process that could take months and created a barrier for new fintech entrants. But now, the prior approval requirement has been removed, and non-bank entities can partner with AD category I banks through commercial arrangements. What makes this significant is that the AD category I bank remains the regulated entity, bearing all compliance liability, including compliance with the Foreign Exchange Management Act, Know Your Customer norms, anti-money laundering and combating the financing of terrorism regulations, cybersecurity standards, and consumer protection. Crucially, the revised framework also mandates that these entities make certain disclosures to customers, including exchange rates, charges, transfer timelines, and beneficiary credit details. It is worth pausing here to note that this move is expected to increase competition and benefit consumers as more fintech players enter the market, offering better exchange rates and lower fees for individuals. But why does this matter? So what exactly changed? The removal of the prior approval requirement is a significant shift, and it reflects a move towards a more principles-based regulation rather than a prescriptive one. Now, let us turn to the concept of outward remittances. Outward remittance refers to the process of sending money from India abroad, and it is permitted under the RBI's Liberalized Remittance Scheme, or LRS. The LRS allows resident individuals, not companies, to remit up to $250,000 per financial year for permissible transactions. Note this carefully, the LRS limit is $250,000 per individual per financial year, and this is a consolidated limit across all categories. Below this limit, individual remittances are allowed, but above this limit, RBI permission is required. And here is something that surprises many students: a tax collected at source, or TCS, at 20% is applicable on LRS remittances above 7 lakh rupees per year, excluding education and medical purposes, and this is creditable against income tax liability. Moving on to the regulatory architecture, the Foreign Exchange Management Act, or FEMA, 1999, replaced the Foreign Exchange Regulation Act, or FERA, 1973. Under FEMA, current account transactions are freely permitted, subject to procedural requirements, while capital account transactions require RBI approval. The RBI has also categorized banks into different categories, with authorized dealer category I banks being scheduled commercial banks that hold a full forex dealing license from the RBI and can undertake all current and capital account transactions. Now, let us look at the policy rationale behind this move. India's cross-border remittance and payment ecosystem has grown rapidly, with players like Wise, Remitly, Razorpay, Neo, and Skydo serving students, NRIs, and businesses. The prior approval requirement had created a regulatory bottleneck and discouraged new entrants. By removing this requirement, the RBI aims to promote competition and consumer interest in line with its Payments Vision 2025 and the Digital Payments Index, which emphasize ease of access and competition. And here is something to note: the RBI's move is also expected to promote fintech growth as more players enter the market and offer innovative services to customers. But what about risk management? The RBI has ensured that the AD category I banks remain responsible for regulatory compliance, including Know Your Customer and anti-money laundering norms, cybersecurity standards, and FEMA compliance and reporting. This means that the risk management framework remains unchanged despite the removal of the prior approval requirement. Now, let us turn to the broader context of India's remittance flows. India is the world's largest recipient of inward remittances, and the top destinations for outward LRS remittances are the USA, UK, Singapore, Australia, and UAE, primarily driven by education-related remittances. So what does this mean for India's strategic position? The country's remittance flows are a significant contributor to its foreign exchange reserves, and any changes to the regulatory framework can have a major impact on the economy. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 3, Economy and Banking, as well as GS Paper 2, Governance. The RBI's regulatory framework, the concept of liberalized remittance scheme, and the role of authorized dealer category I banks are all important topics that can be asked in the UPSC exam. Remember this number, $250,000, the LRS limit per individual per financial year. Note this carefully, the RBI's Payments Vision 2025 and the Digital Payments Index are key initiatives that aim to promote digital payments and financial inclusion in India. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Foreign Exchange Management Act, or FEMA, 1999, is a civil law that regulates forex transactions and is administered by the RBI for current account transactions and the Enforcement Directorate and the Ministry of Finance for capital account enforcement. The Liberalized Remittance Scheme, or LRS, was introduced in 2004 by the RBI and allows resident individuals to remit up to $250,000 per financial year for permissible transactions. Authorized dealer category I banks are scheduled commercial banks that hold a full forex dealing license from the RBI and can undertake all current and capital account transactions. The tax collected at source, or TCS, on LRS remittances is 20% on amounts above 7 lakh rupees per year, excluding education and medical purposes, and is creditable against income tax liability. The Prevention of Money Laundering Act, or PMLA, 2002, requires Know Your Customer and Suspicious Transaction reporting by all financial entities and is administered jointly by the RBI and the Financial Intelligence Unit India, or FIUIND. India is the world's largest remittance recipient, with primary source countries being the USA, UAE, UK, Canada, and Australia. The RBI's Payments Vision 2025 is a roadmap for digital payments that targets a fourfold increase in digital payment transactions, UPI internationalization, and cross-border payment interoperability. In conclusion, the RBI's move to ease the regulatory framework for non-bank entities that facilitate outward remittance services is a significant step towards promoting competition and consumer interest, and it reflects a shift towards a more principles-based regulation. As India continues to grow as a major player in the global economy, its remittance flows will play a critical role in shaping its foreign exchange reserves and economic growth.